This strong walled structure was built when Charleston was part of the British colony. It held the ammunition and weapons through Charleston's involvement in the Revolutionary War, Indian, Spanish, French threats, and pirates. There is some connection between tragedy and war, and ghosts, and a building that held instruments of death for centuries brings those ties together. While the powder magazine was decommissioned long ago, many still see soldiers standing at their post on a continual watch. Continue along Cumberland Street and cross Church Street. There will be a small alley on your right before you get to State Street. Turn down this dark, haunted Philadelphia alley. No place in Charleston feels more as if you were transported back to the 19th century than Philadelphia Alley, with its narrow cobblestone walkway lined with historic homes and the wall of St. Peter's Church. In its original incarnation, the alley was built in 1766 by landowner Francis Kinlock to access the tenements behind his house. It was called Kinlock Court until most of it was destroyed in a fire 30 years later. Left derelict and abandoned, the remaining structure succumbed to another fire in 1810 that destroyed much of the city. To honor the city of Philadelphia, who sent aid to help rebuild, the area was rebuilt once again and renamed Philadelphia Street in 1811. Not much has changed since then. There is even an old stone with the outlines of a metal carriage wheel etched in it. But the eerie haze and smoky glow around the now electric lamppost are not remnants of the long-ago fires. Ask any local the direction to Philadelphia Street, and you may be met with a few moments of silence as they try to recall. For a quicker answer, ask how to get to Dueler's Alley. Charleston was, and in many ways still is, an old-world city of honor. Following the Irish Code Duello from the end of the 18th century, a man who accepted a duel was willing to risk death to defend his honor. One who was not considered a coward. The tragic story of Dr. Joseph Ladd, a well-regarded newcomer to the town hoping to establish himself in order to marry his love, takes place here. A carefree young man of 22, who whistled while he walked, and may still whistle down the street. Visitors often feel a cool air as they enter the alley, ducking out of the way of imaginary gunshots they hear ringing as they turn the corner. The long-lost souls of men defending their reputation have not far to go. A small cutout of the alley leads directly to St. Philip's Church graveyard. When you reach the end of the alley, turn right on Queen Street. When you get to the corner of Meeting Street, turn right to get to the front of St. Philip's.